Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Good morning, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So are we talking like, are you ready? Is your body like ready for summer?
Yeah, don't you hate that? So old. Anyway, so included in that whole marketing thing is special offers for gym memberships. Mm. It's that time. So surpassed only by the January New Year's resolution drive. Yeah. Anyway, my inbox tells me that gym memberships are minefield for consumers. So many ways to get us into financial trouble. Mm. And sadly, lots of unscrupulous gyms and gym salespeople. And when you think that a lot of young people are, it's probably going to be their first contract, it's a problem.
Yeah.
So here's a typical case which I received this week. Munya writes, in December of 2014, my fiancé was approached by gym sales consultants who lured her into signing a gym contract without really explaining the fact that she'll have to pay a 60% fee for the remainder of the contract months if she cancels. Mm. So after her mother passed away, we went into debt and couldn't afford to continue with the gym payments. We went to the gym where we were informed that we could cancel, but we'd have to pay that 60% of remaining subs, which at the time added up to over 4,000 Rand. Mm. Okay. Money we didn't have, considering that we couldn't even afford to sustain a gym debit of 440 Rand a month. Mm-hmm. So my fiancé changed her bank to avoid the continuous debit order deduction by the gym. Big mistake right there, and it happens with a lot of people, and it catches up with you. Yeah. So recently she was contacted by some debt collecting company demanding that she pays 5,900 rand. See what happened to that 4,000 rand debt. Failure to comply will lead to blacklisting. Is this legal? Are the ambush salespeople allowed to lure people at more than entice them to sign contracts without fully explaining? Okay, and it's happening as we speak here this morning. I'm sorry to say this, but it's a really, really bad idea to contract with a company based on what a salesperson tells you. They are incentivized by commission, and there's no proof afterwards that they misled you because it's all verbal. You must read the contract, every word of it. And in that particular contract, in that case, I looked at it, and the 60% cancellation penalty was not only in bold print, but it's had little road signs next to it saying, read this, important. So, no out there.
Oh, wow.
If you don't look beyond the amount that you're going to pay per month, which is all most people worry about, you are asking for trouble. Because few people go into a contract believing that we're going to want to back out of it, Darren, even if it is a gym, whether it's a wedding, whatever it is. It's all sunshine and roses and we want to do this. But when it comes to a gym contract in particular, you really, really should go into it thinking, how am I going to get out of this and what is it going to cost me? Because a lot of people commit to 1, 2, or 3 year contracts and then stop going fairly soon afterwards. And here's the thing, even if you aren't using the gym, you are still legally obliged to pay. So a lot of people say to me, but why must I pay? I didn't go. Mm. It doesn't work. Okay. You committed to pay a certain amount per month for over a certain number of months. So many people, as happened in that case, they're told when they sign up, yes, you can cancel it every time, which is true, but it's only half the story. What they don't say, and they leave it sitting in the contract in writing, is that you're going to have to pay to do it. And all the CPA says is that cancellation penalty must be reasonable.
Yeah. What does reasonable mean?
Well, clearly it means different things to different gyms. For example, Virgin Active puts it at 30% of remaining subscriptions. Planet Fitness, last I checked, was 40%. But I've seen contract penalties like this one, 60, 70%, ridiculously high. So when you're presented with a gym contract, look for the cancellation penalty.
No consolation prizes in this one, in
look
this contract.
Look for the cancellation, I'm glad you're awake, Darren, penalty clause, and see what their idea of reasonable is in terms of an early cancellation penalty, right?
Okay.
And I would suggest don't go any higher than 40%, walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that catches a lot of people is fixed term contracts don't just die at the end of the term. They roll over to month to month unless you give them a month's written cancellation writing.
But isn't it like a natural assumption that when a contract expires, that's the end of it?
Well, you'd think so, yes. And people make that mistake with cell phone contracts as well.
Yes, every 22 months I make that mistake.
Yes, slow learner, Darren. It's one of the many reasons why reading the small print is so important. I know I bang on about that, but it really is so important. And companies call that period the initial period, which will tell you a lot.
Mm.
They can't have it all that way, though. They do have to warn you in writing between 40 and 80 days before the end of that so-called initial period that it's going to expire and this is what you need to do if you want to cancel or renew or whatever. And if they don't do that and they carry on debiting you, you do have a case to say, I'm not paying. And if they still charge you, you can take it to the Consumer Goods and Services Ombud because they are very anti that and they will get your money back. Okay. Last thing is you really pay close attention to the term of the contract. Go for the shortest one if you can, usually a year. Even if the fee is cheaper for the longer ones, you really, especially with gyms, go for the shorter ones and then look on the form, on the contract, at that number in the box over contract duration. Mm. A lot of people, I'm really sad to say, they say that they think they're signing for 12 and they look after it's actually 24 or 36 or even worse, the number has changed afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay, so always make sure that you walk away with a copy of the contract that you actually signed in the moment. If there's a hana over it, take out your phone, take your own photograph of it so you have proof. I cannot stress that strongly enough, especially with young people who seem to be allergic to contracts and small print.
Yeah.
You really, really must protect yourself. And if you think I'm sounding paranoid, you just have to look in my inbox to understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Also, we don't want to dissuade you from going to gym or using gym contracts. Just check your contracts and make sure you're not buying into
something. Yeah, they are very scrupulous gyms, hugely so, and on the other end of the scale, not so much.
Not so much. But also, they do tend to target the gullible. So here's the deal, I say.
Don't be gullible.
There we go. Solution! Thank you. No, I was going to say, if you really want to exercise or to get fit or to lose weight or whatever, try walking around the block or on the promenade for two or three days out of a week. And if you can sustain that for a month or 2 months, then you might be able to sustain a gym contract.
Aren't you the wise one? See? Absolutely. If you can resist the urge not to stay on the couch for one day.
Exactly.
Then maybe the contract is for you. I like your thinking, Darren. I'll have to add that advice to my next gym contract.
Is this one going to be, are we going to blog this
one? We're going to blog. It's going to be up very soon.
Thank you, Wendy.